Dreamscape Lore presents Chain of Feathers, written by Seth Ring, read for you by Ramon D'Ocampo. Chapter 1. One crow, misfortune. 2. Bring luck. 3. Shows health, while 4. Wealth. 5 crows bring despair. 6. The Reaper's Call. Gerald Lyon, Superstitions of the Crow. Matteo dodged through the afternoon crowd, making sure to keep clear of the cartwheels and massive hooves of the caveo that pulled them. Though not particularly fast, the massive six-legged oxen could crush stones with their weight, so getting stepped on was not ideal for continued health. As he moved, his eyes took in the flurry of activity along the market street, registering 1,000 sights tangled in the confusing press. Clouds hung heavy overhead, threatening to pelt the city at any moment and adding a sense of urgency to the merchants trying to squeeze every last copper from the passers-by. Clutching the satchel he was carrying, Matteo hurried into an alley, sidestepping some trash and the rats feasting on it. As testament to the hardiness of the denizens of the dung pile that was the imperial city of Darrenfor, the rats did little more than hiss at him, warning him to steer clear of their meal. "As if I would want to eat that," Matteo muttered, covering the faint thread of fear he felt when he saw their jagged teeth. Getting to the corner, Matteo was about to turn right when his sharp ears caught the murmur of conversation between a heavy-breathing man and a coy woman. With a grimace, he stopped and backed up, trying to keep his steps quiet so he didn't disturb them. While that was the fastest way to his destination, there were some things in the back alleys that it was better not to disturb, especially where coin was involved. Ignoring the rats, which were angry at him for interrupting them again, Matteo clambered up a box and with a quick jump caught the protruding sill of a window. Despite his slight build, Matteo pulled himself up easily.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?